Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we're going to give away some tickets, baby. That's right. We got two pairs of tickets to Maryland football Saturday, October 4th against Washington. This is a big game, folks.
We got tickets now, huh?
Yeah, we got tickets. This is a big game. Terps are undefeated, 4-0. Huskies come in. I think they are 4-1. They just lost to Ohio State. The game was a little closer than the record looks. Maryland's legit. The kid Malik Washington is legit. Their defense has playmakers up front and on the back end. This is a big game. Big Ten, home opener, the first time the Terps have ever hosted the Huskies in College Park. Caller number 10, I guess caller number 9 and 10. You win tickets. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Terp tickets. Call. Get them right now. Also want to hit our AAA poll of the day, B.
Yeah.
B. Mitch Finley, AAA poll of the day is, of course, brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. I'll ask you this question. Commanders are 0-2 on the road.
Uh-huh.
Coincidence or legit issue?
Coincidence. If those games they play flat on fell at home, they'll be on. They probably and they played the other way on the other games. They might be sitting at 2-2 the other way. Just happened to be that they played flat on the road.
Do you think it's also they got two bad teams at home?
I don't know. I don't know if you can call them bad teams. The Raiders had won a good game earlier, and the Giants just won a good game against Wichita. So
that's true.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Too early in the season to say what they are just now.
Every week is a different
week.
Every week is a different beast. All right. Every week on Wednesdays, we go through NFL.com power rankings. Specifically, we use Eric Edholm from NFL.com. So at least there is consistency with where we're getting the information.
All right.
Number one, I don't think there's any doubt for me. You got the Eagles?
Yeah.
So does Edholm. Number two, you got the Bills?
Yeah.
Me too. Number three, you got the Lions?
Yep.
Me too. So does Ed Holm. Who's your fourth best team in the NFL?
Fourth best. I may have to go with the Buccaneers.
Ed Holm goes Rams.
I go Buccaneers.
Rams only lost to the Eagles. Bucks only lost to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're in. The only difference I would say is the Rams were on the road. Tampa was at home. Puka's playing really well. The Rams look good. They have the Seahawks at number 5, B. Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been fantastic for them. Sam Darnold's playing pretty well. Maybe Landfill said this. I feel like somebody said this recently, and I don't hate it. Geno Smith at this point might be kind of past his – Geno Smith was really bad when the Jets drafted him. The Jets are a really bad organization. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Geno gets out of New York, bounces around, lands in Seattle, and gets that starting job. And Geno was quite good in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Now in Vegas, you wonder if maybe – I mean, Geno's got to be in his mid-30s. Like, you wonder if he still has that fifth gear, perhaps. He wasn't very good when Washington played him a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Geno turns 35 in a week. I think we could be looking at the Geno Smithification of Sam Darnold. where he finally gets out of New York, gets away from that Jets organization, bounces around a little bit, gets some good coaching in Minnesota, lands in a place now in Seattle where everybody believes in him, and maybe Darnold is a different dude now.
Do you buy it? I mean, it's possible, but, you know, we'll see. I still think it's time for him to wake up out of this dream.
I don't know that Sam Darnold wins you games in January, but I think that defense is going to be good. I think Sam Darnold can win you games in November and December. I'm buying Seattle. But, dude, they still don't have your Bucs at all here. So they go Rams.
Hey, my Bucs. You just asked me who I'm picking. I don't care about the team.
Fair. They have the Packers sixth. What did you make of the Packers tie with the Cowboys the other night?
Didn't like it. I think they played – scared. They gave up a lot of damn points.
Yeah, dude. I don't know with the Packers. They looked so good the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, they did. And then, I mean, let's be real. They were playing off a heavy emotion, high emotion with the fact that they just got Micah, everything's rolling on there. Then all of a sudden, they got punched in the mouth by Cleveland and lost. Then they go against Dallas and they tie. So I don't know what team they really are at this point. Like, that team, if you got to take the fight to them, you can't let them bring the fight to you. And in our game against them, we let them bring the fight to us. We weren't very aggressive against them doing anything. We got to be aggressive against them. They came in that game with much more enthusiasm and want to than we had.
Bucks land at 7. They do have some injury situation. Bucky Irving's now hurt. Mike Evans is hurt. I think Vita Vea might have some issues. But, like, nothing seems season-ending. I really like the Bucks as a playoff team. Like, what I'm telling you about Seattle, I think Sam Darnold and the Seahawks can win 10, 11 games. I think they could win that NFC West. I kind of think the Rams will win it. But I will probably bet against Seattle when we get to the playoffs, unless that defense is really flying around at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucs are a team I would like in the playoffs. I think they've got a lot. People love to knock Bowles. I actually really like Bowles.
Yeah.
Baker's
a little feisty.
Yeah. I like the feist. Number 8. Coming off a terrible loss is Washington's opponent this week, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay.
I'm reading now. Losing to the Giants was tough enough for the Chargers, but the Joe Alt ankle injury added a good squeeze of lemon juice into their open wounds. Los Angeles hadn't protected Justin Herbert well enough before Alt's injury. Remember, this line lost Pro Bowl left tackle Rashawn Slater to a torn patella tendon in August. So this is a major concern for however long the stud tackle is out. The Bolts had no shot of keeping Herbert clean after Austin Deculus replaced Alt, and they might have to consider outside options to keep this season going on the right track. They made it a 21-18 game late in the third quarter, but did nothing on their final three possessions, ultimately losing by that same score. With 14 penalties and 2 big Herbert picks, it was a day to forget and a serious blow to L.A.'s credentials.
Mm.
Beat up O-line, Washington should be excited this week.
And they better take advantage of it. I mean, nobody felt sorry for us when we had people gone, so don't feel sorry for them.
Kansas City Chiefs at 2-2, up to number 9. Only 2-2 team, I believe, in the top 10. Mm. I think they're going to keep climbing. Hell, White Brian, what can you get Chiefs to win the AFC at right now? Because it might be the cheapest it's going to be. Colts at 10. After losing on the road to the Rams. Washington Commanders at 11, B.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're still getting love. That's because that kid, Jaden, is back.
Let me read it here. The Commanders were not great offensively in Atlanta without Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, but they still put up 27 points. The defense didn't hold up its end of the bargain, allowing 10 plays of 15 yards or longer. That's a lot. 6 of those plays came in the second half while Washington was trying to claw back. Mike Samardzija's third quarter interception felt like a potential turning point, but the Commanders couldn't convert the short field into a TD, and Atlanta scored on its next 2 drives. Marcus Mariota led 6 scoring drives and 9 possessions, but also threw a pick and never quite settled in all game.
Mm.
Commanders are now 0-2 away from home, with 3 of the next 4 on the road. They need to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Better.
Facts?
That's all fair. Rounding out the NFC East, I'm scrolling 22 for the Cowboys. Dak was phenomenal the other night.
Couple of, I'm going to be honest, 2 of them ball he just threw away. And then the receivers came back and made fantastic.
Pickens was great.
Fantastic catches.
Pickens was really good.
Yeah, Pickens was.
You wonder offensively if they can just keep rolling, especially when they get CD back. I'm just not sure you will.
What did he really get hurt on? How long is he going to be out?
The Chiefs are plus 460 to win the AFC.
Okay. I think CD has an ankle injury, but I don't believe
they
put him on IR.
And the thing about Pickens, let him feel like he's the guy. It's going to be somebody come back, he gonna want the ball all the time. It's gonna cause problems. I'm letting you know that right now.
Oh yeah. Where do you think the Giants are? They got that big win over the Chargers, got Jackson Dart at quarterback.
25-26.
But they just lost neighbors too. New York Giants, 26. It was an utterly fitting development that Jackson Dart lit a fire under the team and the Giants earned one of their best wins in recent seasons, yet Malik Nabers suffered a torn ACL in the process.
Mm-hmm.
This was the ultimate 2 steps forward, 1 step back game.
Totally.
Dart used his athleticism better than Russ Wilson had and turned a modest passing game into a successful formula, throwing for one score and running for another. The defense mercilessly swarmed Justin Herbert. Big Blue can make it to, yo, how about this, B? Giants head down to New Orleans this week.
Oh, boy.
Are the Giants going to get to 2-3, or does New Orleans get off the schneid?
New Orleans not very good, dog. So I'm going to say the Giants get to 2-3.
Wow,
I might know I'm from Louisiana, but I have never really doubted highly of the Saints.
Yeah, you know I know that you've
especially
never been a fan,
especially right now either.
You know what I do think highly of? I know you do too. Collars & Co. If you're watching on the stream right now, B's got the dope polo shirt that looks like a dress shirt that doesn't wrinkle. I actually posted to my Instagram last night. The Collars & Co. dress shirts. I like to wear white dress shirts. I end up in suits pretty often this time of year doing television stuff. The white dress shirt, I left for Atlanta Sunday morning. B would not approve of how I packed. I just had the dress shirt in my backpack. I tried to like fold it up, but it's in a backpack on an airplane.
Dude,
it's not going to stay that clean. I got to Atlanta, took it out of my bag, went and changed in the press box, and bang, not a wrinkle on it. I looked real good for television, as good as I can look anyway. My clothes looked great. And that shirt is so light, so airy, so cool. I ordered 6 more of them. Like that. I'm just going to have all those shirts in my closet and not have to worry about it. You can put them in the washing machine. Like, they're so simple. I haven't told anybody this. Mitch Tischler knows this. I actually spilled chocolate sauce on my white dress shirt in the press box because Atlanta gives you ice cream. But my blazer covered up the chocolate sauce, so nobody on television saw it. I put it in the washing machine. Chocolate sauce is out. That's all a right. Versatile shirt, man. They do it all. They got awesome blazers, awesome pants, the great polo shirts.
And pants are fantastic.
Yo, they're also going to open a store at Congressional Plaza on October 15th. I will be there. If you're going to order something, check out my promo code, JPFinley20, or you can use BMitch20, JPFinley spelled with an A. You get 20% off orders over $99. It's worth checking out. Trust me, Collars & Co. is a game changer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.